Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Oh, you said it, girl.
Michelle. Yeah.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love
all through the land. Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. This is Find It Out Friday. We're waking up with Linda McShann and Tiffany with the Nine today. This show is sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that take care of all your needs, education, workshops, life skills, and youth inspiration. And we want to welcome you in, so remember, CUC, you know, effort and hard work construct the bridge that connects your dreams to reality. Those who make steady efforts and are full of hope, and hope in turn arises from steady efforts, embrace your dreams and advance as far as they can take you. It's by a quote by Daisaku Ikeda, effort and hard work constructs a bridge that takes you to your dreams this evening. And on that note, we're going to play you something. Let's get excited here. It is the end of the week. It's been a very, very hectic week, okay? We want to put prayers out for the devastation in Florida. Send it out to them. Get in mind. Start taking care of your ballot initiative. It's time to vote and make those changes. And we're going to talk about some relations and the relations that we have with ourselves and winning, because the winning part is up to you. It all starts with you. Welcome in and sit back and enjoy. Find It Out Friday. That's right. You have to put your hands together, and we have a pray, pray, pray. You know, we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I observe it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. On with us this evening, Tiffany with an eye. Find it out Friday. How are you today?
I am doing well, and yourself? It is Friday, which is great.
Yes.
Close of the work week.
Yes. So we appreciate you coming on. You know it's been hectic. It's a lot of stuff going on out here. A lot of craziness, but, you know, we always try to share what we find about, you know, this retrograding is happening out here. And it's just real crazy. And everybody is feeling the same way. They're impatient. They're just like having it. What's happening here? Today is the end of the month. We start a new month tomorrow, but bad boy is going to go direct. And that's when it's all going to come together. Can you get some information about this?
Well, I'm going to be brief today on this subject matter because I think Mindful Monday will have a little bit more going into it because everything is just, like, again, six planets retrograding. We have all these dates. It's a lot to keep up with. Well, you know, yesterday was the new moon. So we had the new moon, and we have favorable energies in the new moon, as well as when Mercury goes direct on Sunday, which is the 2nd of October, we have very good energies to support, you know, things that we, or projects that we thought would not be done are actually being revisited to complete. So, which is very good. So we have a lot of new energy, a lot of positive energy, just lighter energy. I know everyone's been feeling very emotional because it's been an emotional time, and during retrogrades, you really feel all that, you know. So we've gone over and reviewed our relationships, our, you know, personal relationships, business relationships, anything, you know, family relationships, anything that we can have a relationship with, we had to put that in review. So I'm sure there were a lot of people to have to review some of the current relationships that they had in their life. And maybe they did not stay. So those relationships had to be removed. And in order for change to come or new beginnings to come, you have to get rid of the old in order for new things to come. So that's just with anything. You know, you want new clothes to come, you have to get rid of some old clothes and make space available in your closet so that you can have new clothes. Or whatever it is new that you want, you have to get rid of the old to make room for the new. So I know a lot of people are going through it. I've gone through it myself. I've had to deal with some relationships and seeing where they fit into my life, and some people are not here anymore, and it's good. But what I did do was I just started looking within and really dealing with myself to heal myself, because we all have a tendency to want to, you know, blame the other person or blame it on something else and not really look at ourselves. But in a retrograde, we're forced to look inward. And I think that's the beauty of it. So when we come out of it, you know, we're good. And so, you know, you, after a retrograde, can, you know, have new beginnings, or it doesn't even necessarily have to be new begins with new people. It could be new beginnings with somebody of your past, depending on what it means to you, what that relationship means to you. So, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I know for myself what I had to go through. And it was very, very interesting, but I'm glad I did. And you know, a lot of retrospection, dealing with myself, healing wounds, it was very emotional, but the good news is we're moving forward. We're coming into a better period with lighter energy, new beginnings, and I'm very optimistic, so that's always a good thing, right?
It is. It is definitely a good thing, and you speak of relationships, and as you were speaking, you know, the first relationship you need to work on is a relationship with you, okay? You start with you first, but I like the idea of blame. See, people blame versus responsibility, you know, and it's not as much about the blame as the responsibility. So you must be responsible. You must be accountable in any relationship, no matter what it might be, but you have to start with yourself first to see what the healing process is for you. As I was speaking with the life coach, Karen Bird, and we were talking about people jabbing you. I said, well, they only stick you so that wound can open up and clean itself out, right? That's mm-hmm. the only reason why they come. And the same thing that you're speaking of as far as getting rid of the old so you can bring in the new. Yeah, it's been very, very crazy. Heads are spinning. I wanted to say, what in the world is going on out here? But understanding a little bit about the movement of the planets and the time, and when you say six retrogrades at the same time, you need to hold on to the doorknob, okay? Because it's energy moving, and we're all energy, so we're all caught up in it, you know. And if you mm-hmm. are not able to recognize it, or when you do recognize it, have a method of grounding yourself, it can be pretty hectic, okay? So we are all been sort of like going through it. So let's see what happens. I can't wait till Sunday. I want to know what happens when it fires off, okay? And I'm speaking with all the listeners, if you don't know, sort of like do some research. So all of the things that we put on the back burner or thought that couldn't happen, they're resurfacing again, so you have to go back to your planning board and start doing your checkoff. I know I find myself doing that, and that is so true, because there's projects and things that are just they're there. They sort of like been sitting still, but it's time for them to take off. I did, you know, we have a lecture series, and we do workshops on purpose. So I put out there, purpose will be coming back. So we want everybody to listen, watch out for the dates and times, and join us, okay? Very, very interesting. It's a four-part series. And you can't take part one and come back and take part three. You cannot miss two. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And I can state that you'll be able to look at yourself in a different way once you go through these four-part series of purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E. Okay, it starts with us. It's all about you. And, again, I'll repeat what I said earlier before you joined us, Tiffany, with an I said effort and hard work constructs the bridge that connects your dreams to reality. Those who make steady efforts are full of hope, and hope, in turn, arises from steady efforts. Embrace your dreams and advance as far as they can take. So now is the time to do that. We've been spinning in orbit, upside down in orbit, head spinning around. These things are moving out here, so we must continue to take the effort and do the hard work. There's no shortcuts to anything. And to my young adults out there, you know, we sing that my dream, my dream, my dream, my goal song. So, you know, they're singing it loud and clear. I'm trying to keep my head clear so that I can pipe up the knob for them. My dream, my dream, my goals, my goals. So I thought I'd put that in there. That's what I found out. You just have to be consistent with everything you do. It's about the mm-hmm. consistency in it, your mindset, your projects. And when you set, you know, I don't know if everybody screams their affirmations every morning, but I'm screaming. The whole world hears me, and set those goals and do what works for you and make it happen, because it's all about you. You mm-hmm. are the one that's responsible. You take the responsibility. There's no one else out there And I'm speaking, but I'm speaking more so to my youth because, you know, at the end of the week, they're about ready to unwrap them braids and get out there and get busy. And that's exactly what they're supposed to do. But I always like to give them a thought, you know, to carry through the weekend because I do want to speak with them next week. I want them all to be here. So it's a thing of get out there, be safe, have fun, be aware, observe, take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. So that's what I found out today. They're ready to go on that inning. And we got to the point of winning. Winning can fall
winning
in any category.
Yes, it's true. Very
when
much
when you're
so.
Talking, yes, it's no, and in order to win, and people say, well, are you winning? Well, yes, I am. I woke up this morning. That's a win. Okay, we're all here today. That's a win. But in order to continue to win, you cannot have any doubt. You cannot have any doubt about you because, see, you are the factor that sets that win or lose. You can't have doubt. There's nobody else out there. They're not going to pick you up and sweep you up and then cringe or any of that. It's about you. So my end of the week and my statement is I'm on that Y-O-U, and we're going to stay there because that is really where it all began. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Yes, I do agree with you wholeheartedly. And I do believe that we all win, you know, like you said, when you get up in the morning, it's a win. When you, no matter what you're doing, you're winning. And we've been taught or it's been ingrained in us for so long that we don't win, that we're losing. You know, if this doesn't happen, we're losing. If we, no, if somebody is removed out of your life because they're not supposed to be there, that isn't losing a person, that is just winning yourself back, winning your power, going back to you and making you stronger. Because once you focus that attention on you, you now can gain, you know, the focus and the attention that should be on you to heal and then, again, to have somebody new come in. But but you've won. You haven't lost anything. Because with the old and in with the new, you're winning with the new person. So winning is, you know, I know it's used a lot in competitions and win or lose, but the fact that we're here, we made it after all the things that were supposed to happen throughout the years. You know, the world was coming to an end, I think, in 2000 or 2012. The world as we know it, Armageddon, I mean, all the things that have been told to us throughout the years, and we're still here. The planet didn't blow up. No, none of the stuff that they said was going to happen has happened, but we're here. We've survived a pandemic. We've survived so many things, and yet we need to look at that versus anything else. Win or lose, there is no lose in my book. There's always wins.
And you have to be definite, and you cannot have any doubt. You know, when you, even with, and starting off at a young age, you know, things get embedded in you, you know, when people tell you, well, you can't do this and can't do that, or you can't do this and you can't do that. I was always stubborn. Every time they told me I couldn't do something, I went the opposite way. Because I needed to let you know that you don't have control over this. I'm going to show you. So, and still up to this day as an adult, I remember when I was in my, when I graduated, I was going, yeah, I was graduating from my master's, and a person that was attending has known me a while. And she was walking behind me, and she said, somebody must have told you you couldn't do it. And it just tickled me to death because she was absolutely correct. When we're told things and they're embedded in and people try to lead you and guide you, you cannot be swayed. You must get a firm foundation with yourself. You know, no matter how they come at you, whatever, you cannot be swayed. And in order to not be swayed, you have to know a lot about you. You know, some people get a thrill out of blocking what can I say? They see you moving forward. I tell the young adults all the time, don't even listen to it. okay, tell them to get out the way. You're going to run over them. Run over them like a Mack truck. Do not let anyone discourage you, no matter how they come to you. You don't drop your head. You don't. And keep in mind, you have a choice if you want to continue to be around that, okay? You have a choice. So some people like to stay at the party because the music is loud. Some people like to stay at the party because they don't have anywhere to go. Okay, but when you know you the party, whether you there or not, you have an option. If the food is bad, the music stinks, get up and leave, okay? A lot of persons will stay in environments like that because they're going to say, you don't care what they're going to say. What you ask yourself is, what am I saying? So when I work with my youth, I have to go in on them a different kind of way and be very delicate with it. And they come in on me, too. You know, the youth of the day, they get the job done. They're not the future. They're the present. And they do things in a different way. I'm just appreciative that they come to me for information. And I can go to them for information because it's a two-way street here. You know, you always put the wisdom with the learners and vice versa. And each one teaches one with me. So, you know, that's winning to me, getting up every day, having something to, it might not be good every day. It's not going to be peaches and creams, but so what? Okay? The ocean waves go up and down. You know, everything is not going to be smooth sailing, and individuals are not going to act like you act. That's why they call us individuals. Everybody got their own way. What you have to decide to do is understand that you have options, and your way is the best way. Now, because at the end of the day, all you have to deal with is yourself. So you got all of these pretenders. You got all of these I call them fans. You know, well, I have to do this and I have to be the best. And no, just be with yourself. See, when a person can be with their self, you can fit in anywhere. I tell people, you know, I don't like being a minus sign. I like being a plus sign. A plus sign takes up a lot of room. A minus sign, you can just slide in anyway. But in this society, because persons are going through a lot or they haven't really understood that we're all in here together, you know, they think that they're the only pluses. You're not the only plus, okay? You're not the only plus. And in order to understand that, remember, you step in your greatness. You stay there, but take other people with you. So that's the part that we miss. People, they're great, and we're all great, and we're all precious. But so is that other individual over there, too. So when I say winning, we have to win all the way around, but we have to win with ourselves first in order to really cross and take that football across to that goalpost. You know, we're going to fall. But as long as you got that ball in your hand and that goal is down there, get up and get to it. Okay, so that's my, when persons think of, say, winning to me, I see that goal. And I say, I got this football in my hand. It might be muddy. It might be sweaty, but it's still in my hand. So I'm going to get to that goal no matter what, because the most important thing is winning. Not saying I think, not losing, but winning. And we are the individuals that control that. So I'm through preaching today. What you got to say about that, Tiffany Whitten? How you want to close us out? Do you have a quote or something we need to carry over the weekend?
You know, I just want to agree with you. I absolutely think that, you know, you win when you show up. If you just show up, you won. You know.
Okay.
If you just show up, you won. Because showing up is half of the equation. It's half of the battle. It's half of whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. But when you show up, you are, you know, paving a way to win and to be successful. So that's how I also see winning.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, we always win. I mean, you know, here in California, I think we win all the time because our weather's good. We might have, you know, other things besides the weather to deal with. But, you know, for the most part, you know, the skies are sunny and blue and, you know, beaches. We have mountains. We have access to anything and everything that we want. It's just a beautiful place to live here in California. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. for me, getting up and being a part of this environment is so, such a winning experience, I should say that. How about?
How about that? I like that.
So, and we should be grateful and very appreciative of what we have and who we are. And you know it's been an emotional time, and people feel that just because certain circumstances haven't worked out that they feel like they have lost. But no, we're on a winning streak. From here moving forward, the energies are going to support. They are supporting us, and we're going towards our winning streak. So that's how I'll end that. But I also have a quote where it says, and I know we were dealing about, we were talking about relationships. And so my contribution additionally to relationships would be this quote: time decides who you meet in your life. The heart decides who you want in your life. And behavior decides who will stay in your life. And sometimes a person's behavior indicates that they should not be there. Or they can come back. But if their behavior is not right and it doesn't align with you, then they cannot stay. They can go and maybe come back and revisit, or just stay out altogether and go into a new, you know, and you move into a different direction. But that's my quote.
Well, I like that quote, and you say time, heart, and behavior. And I want to add a little bit more onto that quote. And you decide how quickly they get out of your life, okay? Time, heart, behavior. You're moving with the time. You're moving with your heart. You've seen the behavior. Do not hesitate. Okay? Some of us think, and we see behavior, we move with our hearts, and you don't even know if the other person has a heart. Of course, it's time, but don't waste too much time, because you don't want that to be a burden on your heart. And you need your heart to keep ticking so that you can heal. So behavior is something that is very, very important. The baby watches you. Everyone watches your behavior. Behavior plays a very, very big part. And sometimes your behavior, how can I put it? I want to say needle. It's tested. And you might have to, you find out a lot about your behavior, but they find out a lot about you too. But when time goes and you are gaining wisdom, you will understand that your behavior is very, very important. Very, very important. And you say sometimes they can come back. I'm not going to agree with you on that, because that behavior shouldn't have been bad, and I don't agree. It shouldn't have went that way in the beginning, so I don't know if it's a lot of backtracking. You know, some people go back and they divorce their mates and they remarry, and I have a problem with that, okay? I have a problem with it.
You know.
Keep going.
On the note of change, that people can change, right? They can change and heal and renew themselves and then come back into a situation. Because, see, when you understand yourself and you know who you are, your behavior is going to dictate theirs, because they have to come to you correctly.
That's right.
And if they don't, then you can't make that decision that they don't need to be there.
Well, I think if the behavior is bad, they got to change, and yes, people can change, but let someone else see your change, because I don't do backtracking. No, I have to work on that. And it's not that I don't forgive you for your actions or your behavior. It just takes something away, because it shouldn't have went that way in the beginning, and just leave it alone. So that sure, everybody has an opportunity to change, but, you know, let someone else see your change and growth, because I don't have time. I'm working on that, okay? Now I'm saying that today, and I can't even think of if anybody would turn that I would be wanting to I can't think of one. It might pop up. You never know what tomorrow might bring. But at this time, nope. New beginnings.
No,
it's always new beginnings. Always.
There are always new beginnings, correct.
Yes.
I
look for that new beginning so you can pull me into relationships. For persons that know me, and if it's not correct, they'll be wondering where the yellow went because I don't deal. I leave
no,
the party.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I mean, there are just certain signs in a person's behavior. When you see the red flags go up and you're
mm-hmm.
guided by your intuition to leave the situation or the relationship, leave. Don't stay there
mm-hmm.
because those red flags are there for a reason. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it could end up, you can end up into a more severe situation or set of circumstances that you would not have been in had you listened to your intuition and really taken heed to the red flags. I agree with
mm-hmm.
that. But there are some times where, you know, there are people who have been in relationships for a lifetime and have been married for 40, 50 years and, you know, had trials and tribulations. You know, I think
yep.
50 years ago, men, they haven't changed in according to how they behave because they've been behaving the same way for decades and hundreds of years. But
mm-hmm.
the women back, I would say, in 50 years ago probably tolerated a little bit more than women of today.
Mm.
There's a little bit more tolerance because you wanted to see, you wanted to work, you wanted to see the relationship work, you wanted to see that person evolve, you know, somehow you were connected to that person. And some people realize that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there. And if you see that the person has evolved and has healed and, you know, they make mistakes and you can come together, that's a whole totally different thing, but you really, really have to know that. But
mm-hmm.
that behavior with the red flags and the signs that you know not to go in that direction and have a relationship with that person, you should listen because it's
yeah.
there for a reason. And no, you shouldn't go
yeah.
back because once somebody really breaks trust, breaks their loyalty, a whole different story. So they can't come back. It's very hard for somebody to come back after that has been broken. The loyalty and the trust has been broken. It's hard.
Yeah, well, I guess I took a lot of my mama's traits because the stories that I heard, she packed us up on her hip and got the stepping, okay?
So did my mom. She said it.
Well,
no one had to say nothing. They didn't have to say anything. They just had to look at her and say, maybe say one word. They may have said boo to her and she was gone, you know, and just like, I'm out.
Yeah, so some of them was like that back there, but I didn't get that trait, okay? So I guess that's why I push it like that, too. It's in my DNA. Behavior is all. I see a red flag. It doesn't even have to be a red flag. It could be a neutral flag. I got to go. Because this is not what's supposed to be. So, yes, carry on, much success to you. But I do that in a lot of relationships. You know, you sit back. Yeah, but I don't stay in abuse. I don't stay in disrespect, and I don't stay in unappreciation. Those are things I don't stay. No,
right.
And I tell the youth. I mean, you can do anything, but there's those who try to bully or I don't know. I don't even know what to call it, but all you have to do is show me. But I'm real strange. I don't retreat, but when I pull out, when I get ready. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know how some people can be, we'll treat you ugly or whatever, and they'll go away, not me. When I step away, I want to make sure I got all my facts together because I'm never stepping back again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of, like you say, you assess things, but I got my mama's DNA because I didn't never hear her say she stayed and took anything.
No, and neither did my mother. My mother was like, this doesn't work for me, and I'm going in a new direction. you know? Mm-hmm. So she wasn't one to stay in a relationship, in a marriage, because it was, you know, the thing to do or the trendy thing to do back then, or you stay with your husband. Like, she knew. She was like, we're good. Let's, you know, move in a different direction in our lives and be happy. Because ultimately it's about your happiness. But you're right. You choose that time. You choose that time that you want to exit.
Yes.
It is all about you.
Yes. All the way. Y-O-U. That's why, again, I'm going to mention before we check out and tell everyone have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. I don't know what the weather is like. When I look and they say 90, I don't even open the door. Pete and I don't get along. Please, let's keep the persons in Florida in our prayers. There's a lot of devastation there. You know, keep sending them that good positive energy. So that everyone, you know, can pull through, because we all in this together. It can be them today and us tomorrow. So, you know, each one teach one. When you put the good out there, the good always comes back to you. When you light a candle for others, your path becomes brighter. So let's light some more candles and some good energy, positivity to them as we're sending it to ourselves also. But think of others out there. Keep those candles lit. Keep them lit. Keep that smile on your face. And make sure that we take care of our young adults out here. It's all about what they need. We have some things that are coming up. Just watch out for them. That's all I can say. Tiffany with an I, we want you to have a good weekend. Thank you so much for sharing relationships and winning. And we're all winners out here. What is our favorite word? Our favorite word is victorious. And on that note, we're going to say have a great evening. Tiffany, thank you so much. Listeners, have a great weekend. We're out of here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
all through the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.